some Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes associate, went into this baby store and was looking at this getup, like a $45,000 just for like a room design type deal, you know, to set up for a baby or whatever. And it was baby boy stuff. But how? How are they going to get this boy? Use Scientology to, you know, force it to be a boy or adopt one or...
Maybe like Xanadu will bring it.
There you go. Voltron.
Is that his name?
Voltron, Defender of the Universe, I thought.
Oh.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Xanadu is the guy from that Olivia Newton-John movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
From like the 70s?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Greece?
No, not that movie.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Anna Nicole Smith's grave is now off limits to the public. People were messing up the cemetery. It was getting kind of trampled. And they're like, maybe we shouldn't have the cemetery be a tourist attraction just yet. Might want to wait till things settle a little bit. And then everybody can come in. Hey.
Gosh.
Hi, Antonella Barma from American Idol. Obviously, emotional night for her last night.
What memories will you have as you think back
being on this show?
So many. Too many. I can't even think about it right now. So many great ones.
Wonder what those were.
Yeah. That embrace you had with that one chick was pretty hot. However, she does have a career ahead of her if she wants it as a porn spokesperson.
Hey.
Yeah. Girls Gone Wild has offered her $250,000 to be their spokesperson.
Nice.
And she's had another offer from an online porn rental company. $500,000. So she has there's a little bidding war going on for Antonella.
A porn renting company? Is that like Netflix or something?
I'm guessing.
For porn? Okay.
I thought you'd be the expert on that one.
I guess I'm just not with the times.
Yeah. I just do it the old school way. I go to the store like everybody else.
Videotape.
Yeah. In a 5-foot cardboard box. Hey, check out this new gigantic porno I got. And Michael Jackson. Better way to transition there. Michael Jackson says he wouldn't change a thing about his career. So he's thinking, and someone asked him some time travel questions. Stole our idea.
Jerks.
Yeah. Says he wouldn't change a thing about his career. Well, what do you think? Do you think he should change something about his career? If he could go back?
Does touching kids count as part of his career?
Yeah, I would say so.
Then that is probably a bit of a downside.
Wrong. Here's why.
Okay.
Because he was able to molest, and continue molesting, which he obviously enjoys. And he's still out and making $3,500, and people want to touch his filthy molestation hand. It's a pretty good deal.
Well, as long as you have a job you love.
Yeah.